Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. It's Testimony Tuesday, and this is going to be unlike any Testimony Tuesday you've ever heard in the past. More to say about that in just a minute, but if you got to tune in yesterday for Memorization Monday, we covered Ephesians 2:10. Now, some of you might say, Ephesians 2:10, is that deja vu all over again, or are we doing a groundhog kind of theme where this day is going to repeat itself? We did have some issues last Monday. GNJ didn't air it. WGNN didn't air it. It was stuck on the Moody Network. Now, our Springfield listeners, they got to hear it, but it's such a good verse, so we did it again yesterday. It was Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And it ties in so well with today's edition of Mark and Friends, because on this Testimony Tuesday, the testimony is going to be a little bit about the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. Dun, 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 dun. I should have some special music, but I have three special guests joining me in the studio, and I'll just introduce you three from right to left. Tad, also known as John Jagish, and he's a man that wears many caps, and I'll more formally introduce him in a minute or two. Les Gioia, who I've known for a long time, actually a neighbor out in the country near me. And then Kate Freeman, you may have heard her name a time or two over the years. She's been our director of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. But wait, some of you will say, Great News Radio Theater Troupe? I've never heard of that. Well, you probably live in Bloomington or Springfield or Whitehall or Beardstown or over in Decatur or Jacksonville, some of the areas where our frequency hasn't reached until the last few months. But Great News Radio launched the Great News Radio Theater Troupe about, what, Kate, about 5 years ago? I know you've been helping,
yes,
doing scripts and coaching and acting and playwriting and all the different things to pull it together. So we do have a theater troupe. We're not traveling because of COVID-19. What were you calling it? The theater?
The Great News Radio Theater.
Yeah, the Great News Radio Theater. So I call it the Great News Radio Theater Troupe because we hope to be out and about. But this verse fits so well, Kate. I think it could fit very well with you and your calling with this Great News Radio Theater Troupe, because we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And I think God has prepared you over the many years to be involved as the director of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe and the director of this new, what do we call it?
Well, it's a musical.
Musical. Okay, thank you. Help me. It's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Many of you are familiar with this from Broadway, from TV programs, from PBS, probably books written on it. But, Kate, I guess it's been a little over almost 2 years when you first came up with the concept, because you wanted to follow up with It's a Wonderful Life. And many of our listeners are very familiar with It's a Wonderful Life. And we had, I think, 49 different actors involved in that in 2017, so a little over 3 years ago. And it was a wonderful production. And we'll probably put it over the air again this December, especially for our WLUJ family of station listeners, so they can be familiar with that great work. But you've accomplished that. You've helped out at some of the Great News Radio events where you put the theater troupe on stage, and we did different skits, and you've helped with a few other things that we've done. But back to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, about 2 years ago, how did you come up with this being the next thing that we should be doing?
Well, right after It's a Wonderful Life, I started thinking about what the group that we had just worked with, how they would do that really well. There was so many different little character parts with quirky little noises, and also the acting level was quite good in It's a Wonderful Life. So I thought, this would be a really wonderful thing to put on. I know there's a lot of adaptations out there. So I started looking at adaptations. And this one was the closest to C.S. Lewis's book. And as most people know, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the first book of the Narnia series, the first written book. And there's six books in the Narnia series written in the 1950s. And C.S. Lewis had written it for his nieces and nephews, and it became a very popular book for people to read aloud. And then there was many adaptations, mostly plays, but there's a couple of different musicals, and this one fit the book the best. Adrian Mitchell did the adaptation of the lyrics and the stage, and then the writer for the music was Sean Davey. And then it was put on in London in 1999 with the Royal Shakespeare Company. And it has a beautiful score with it. So the challenge will be for the theater troupe. This is the first musical we've done. So it'll be an exciting challenge.
And so some of the reason to share this on Testimony Tuesday is we would covet or appreciate your prayers in the days ahead as we finish deciding on all the actors that are going to be involved this past Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And this is huge, huge kudos, as they say, to Tad and Les. But we sat through just about 90 different auditions, and both of you guys did different voiceovers so that if somebody came in and they wanted to be the witch, you had to be like the Lucy or the Peter or the Susan, or sometimes you guys played Aslan so somebody else could do another part, or the White Witch, Mr. Tumnus and Professor Kirk and, what is it, Grumpskin, or Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, or Father Christmas, over and over again, hour after hour, basically 90 different auditions. They always did some of the other parts. Sometimes they took two or three parts each, and this was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So many hours as these people came in and auditioned, and I think we had 10 or so different people audition for the White Witch, which phenomenal voices, and most of the actors or most of the voices, we would say beforehand, okay, how are you picturing yourself right now? Or how do you picture yourself as Susan or as Lucy or as Peter? And so they were ready. And do you want me to do it in an English accent? Or I can't do that. But anyways, and so they got into the script and then we recorded them. And so Kate has the hard decision to figure out who's going to be Mr. Tumnus. And gosh, I had 6 different really good Professor Kurtz. Who should be the one that has that role? And so we would ask for your prayers as we hope to have this as a radio production in the coming days. It'll take some more months to get all the actors together and to work it out, work out their lines. And we're excited about this to see how God will use it because it's a great story. It's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Well, more to say about that in the coming days. But Kate, you had said you've been working on this for a couple years. And what I don't think people understand is you can't just grab the script and run with it. You have to get permission. You have to get licensing fees, people that wrote it or the scores or the music. And then you have to assemble a staff. And then you have to have people scheduling. Even just to put on these auditions, we had 2 or 3 different helpers out there. And then we had the music part where people were singing parts. And then others were coming in here. And you had to schedule them all 15 minutes apart. And so how did you come up with all these people to help and assist?
Well, mostly just asking around at church and some of the people we've had before. That's one thing when you're building the troupe, it's hardest to get your staff together. But now that we've had other experiences, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that have been just phenomenal in helping out with everything. Ellen went with Norris, for instance. She's been kind of my right-hand person throughout the last 4 years. Right. So, yeah, you have these people that help you all along. But I do want to say one thing about receiving a call. I had been working on getting the rights to the script. And it's kind of interesting because The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe title is owned by Dramatist Productions. So you cannot put this particular production on the stage because the stage rights belong to Dramatist. But this script, because we are going to do it as a broadcast, we are allowed to use it because it's going to be broadcast. So I was waiting for this final decision because they had to talk to several people. Well, can we give them broadcast rights since the title is tied up in the United States for Dramatist Productions? So then,
and you were in contact with people overseas.
Exactly. So here I am at my daughter's house just thinking about other things, and I get a phone call from London, and I said, well, I got to take this. And sure enough, this lady's interviewing me basically to see if our group is worthy of this script. and so it was really fun to talk to her and to tell her, well, we're a nonprofit and we're using community people, and our vision is to educate, evangelize, and edify, raising up disciples by using talents for the kingdom. And so I told her that. I didn't know if she was a Christian or not, but that seemed to encourage her. She got very light in her voice and after that, and felt like, well, this is exactly what would be what
like a good fit.
A good fit, yeah. Exactly.
And then we had to get permission for the music score and royalties and all the things that have to be pulled together. So I remember at a board meeting some months back, one of our board members, Huey Freeman, says, my wife, Kate, has been working hours upon hours on all this. I really think you should move forward on relaunching it. Because back in March, we were going to do all the auditions then, and then COVID struck, and we had to shut down the theater troupe to figure out what was going on. And so it's only been the last few weeks that we've relaunched it. We were publicizing the fact that we were doing auditions, and now we've gone through, for the most part, all the auditions. I think there's a few people that, for various reasons, there are going to be some private auditions just to see. But we have a great cast pulled together. Now it's the hours of going through all the audio and determining who has what roles and such. But it's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, especially who we're casting as the eagle. I mean, wow. You'll just have to wait to find out about that very unique voice. But anyways, Tad, you've been involved with Kate these basically almost 5 years. You've been involved in other productions, but you have a very unique voice. And I don't know if we'll get a chance before the end of the program, but I loved sitting through the auditions and having a lot of fun with you and Les with the different voices you were playing. But why are you involved? Why are you spending all those hours helping this past week and weekend and open to serving in this way in the coming days?
For many years, I wanted to be involved in doing voiceover work, doing voice actor. Growing up, I'd meet people and they'd go, you have a voice for radio. And I was like, oh, well, okay, cool. And when the first announcement went out, I heard, I think Kate did a radio spot for this thing. The very first day, I went straight to the website and signed up. I think I was one of the first people to sign up for it. I'm like, I've been wanting to do this for so long. And I think walking around the house as a kid doing voices and my mom going, would you stop that?
Yeah.
So, Mom, if you're listening, I told you it would work out someday.
Yeah, we had some fun in between various cast members' auditions going on. Somebody would bring up like a Monty Python skit or something. Any of us that are probably 50, 60, 70 years old knew about Monty Python and going to school, and that was the big talk. You'd watch it on Sunday night, and you'd talk about the different skits. So we had a lot of fun on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, but appreciate your talents. And you've served as God, the voice of God, with the It's a Wonderful Life. You were Clarence. What other roles have you played?
Well, at the 20th anniversary production, I was the devil.
Oh, yeah, the devil.
So now I have to do really good characters so I don't get typecast.
So that was Tad Jagish. And if you need your car repaired, the guy is very gifted with helping your clunker continue to run, or your new car, how to maintain it. But he lives here in Champaign, and we appreciate his gifts with voice and acting, and also with how he uses his hands to God's glory. And Les Gioia, I've known you for many, many years. In fact, your son, Philip, early on when we were launching the radio ministry, he was one of our first interns doing a variety of different things and helping with editing some programs and some sound things. And now he has his own production company, I think. What is Philip doing?
He does video production, and he actually did the full-length picture on the Phoenix Hope is Rising for the See You at Home.
See You at Home, yeah. It's a local ministry, and it's like kind of retelling of the story and how it was founded and put together. Yeah, and that was like about an hour and a half full-length production overview of how the Phoenix was started and the ministry outreach and all the work that they did. So he put that all together, and I think he does that for a living. So he's even contacted me a time or two. At some point, we might do something with Great News Media Yeah, so he worked with the station for a number of years, but you got involved with the Great News Radio Theater Troupe from the very beginning, I think, also, right?
Almost. I had heard about it and was really interested, and then I saw the presentation at the 20th birthday celebration, and I went up and I said, could I be involved? I always wanted to be involved in some kind of drama presentations, but whenever there was a theater on stage, I knew that they would practice and perform, and it would take out 2, 3, 4 weeks of block of time that I just did not have to commit. And I found that this actually does still have the time that you have to put into it, but it's spread out over time, and so it's easier for me.
Yeah, with it being a radio production, we can do it in off hours or fit different people in or characters in. The same with the audition. We had the 3 different days, and now we'll go back and listen to all the people that were a part of it. And part of our goal with this Great News Radio Theater Troupe is to use the arts to God's glory. And so we're hoping at some point, as COVID-19 lifts, to be able to have a theater troupe that could go into Bloomington or Springfield or Decatur or Whitehall or different areas and put on maybe a skit or be used in a Sunday service. Or we have great dreams of the variety of ways that God can use a theater troupe, whether it's a full stage production to just maybe 4 or 5 members putting on like a skit or a topical theme, or just a husband and wife communicating. We've all seen those where the wife's talking, the man's like, and he's still reading his paper, and the wife's getting kind of more and more a little bit distressed, and then finally says, okay, it's okay, yep, okay, I'm going to go buy that new car, thank you, honey. And he's like, what just went on here? Or just different ways to use people that have gifts. And that has always been, Kate, I think, part of our dream for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe is there were people that went to college and maybe were in theater or something, but their church doesn't have a drama, or they have these gifts, but they're kind of latent because there's no outlet for it. And I always envisioned that we as a ministry could draw people from different communities and towns and then equip them or train them to be able to go out and serve in churches. Like maybe a smaller church doesn't have a drama element to a Sunday service, but if they could call on the station and say, oh, we have a group that can do a skit on tithing or a skit on service, or the ability to come in for a special event and use some of our cast members. Because when we had our 20th anniversary, didn't we do 2 different skits up on stage?
One was based on the Screwtape Letters, and it had Ted as the devil and his minions, and they were trying to convince people about the way that you can get people to ignore God, and that is to say, well, he's not coming soon. Just keep putting off the time.
You've got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
And we also did The Road to Emmaus, which my husband wrote that one. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to be able to use people's talents in so many ways in this.
Yeah, so this has been maybe a little bit of a different Testimony Tuesday, but we wanted to testify to the great work that the Great News Radio Theater Troupe is putting together with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And there's many points of application with this story, representing Aslan and conquering death with the life of Aslan representing the Lord Jesus Christ, and some of the sub-themes on being selfish and prideful. And, you know, you'll see that work through with Edmund and Peter being heroic and the healing that can take place. And it's going to be a great production. And I guess, Kate, in our closing minute or two, if God was going to answer your prayers for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and this will let people know how they can be praying, but what would you like to see him accomplish through this production?
Well, I think what I have found with any production is that it is the working with other people and finding that sometimes we are giving people a gift and they are giving us a gift, and we have no idea how that is going to come about. And it is the Holy Spirit working in the whole production that brings us together, and then also the purposes of God come through in his way, in a way that maybe we don't even know. I had one mother tell me after the last production, she thought we did the whole thing just for her son.
Right.
And encouraged her son in that way. And after, you know, that was probably a month after the whole thing was over, and I was really blessed by that, just to think that sometimes it's the littlest things that we do for somebody that makes all the difference in their life.
And it's so fun to see so many of the cast members from It's a Wonderful Life returning 3 years removed. And it's like some of the children, it's like, wow, you're a teenager. I could have never, I mean, they're like a foot or two taller, or their voices are changing, or some of the other people that have come in. It's like, yeah, that was my role. And we're like, wow, we can cast you as this now. And so we're really excited to see how God's going to use The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And Kate and Les and Tad, thank you for the many hours you've already put in. And we know what's ahead of us. We'll have many months and hours of more work to pull this together. But I think, radio listener, you're going to be blessed by the outcome, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You'll be hearing about it in the coming days as we put it together, probably near the end of the year, maybe Christmas time. We'll see. But we'll probably also re-air It's a Wonderful Life, as it's such a great, fun production that we all enjoy doing, and I think you'll be blessed by. So please be praying us up in the days ahead, and I think you're in for a blessing. Speaking of blessings, I'm going to close out with a portion of a production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe that we'll be modeling our efforts after. And I think it'll give you a little bit of an idea of what's in store for you in the days ahead. So as mentioned, be praying us up, and we look forward to serving you in this unique way through the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Tad Jagish, Les Gioia, and Kate Freeman with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Turkish delight.
Thanks. They're so sweet. And light, right in the very center. I've never tasted anything so Turkish.
Do you live all alone in your world, son of Adam?
No, I've got one brother and two sisters. One of my sisters has been to Narnia. She said she met a faun.
Do all the people in your world know about Narnia?
No, there's only me and my brother and two sisters know anything at all about it.
Are you sure there are just four? Two sons of Adam, two daughters of Eve. Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yes, I told you that before. Turkish delight, Turkish delight. Chunky and chewy and sweet and brown.